This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, K88IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 13th, 2026. It's the year of the club, and the second annual ARRL Ham Radio Open House event in April offers a chance to show off your club's high-tech gear and skills to your community. ARRL is encouraging radio clubs and schools to help promote amateur radio science and technology by opening your stations to the public with an open house during the month of April. In addition, groups are encouraged to set up in public places or conduct outdoor activities such as a Parks on the Air POTA activation or satellite contact. The event is built around World Amateur Radio Day, Saturday, April 18th, but your open house may be scheduled at any point in the month. Ham Radio Open House is intended to highlight the amateur radio service for its development and practice of the latest radio communications and technology, and as a hands-on pathway into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM fields, for the next generation. This is a chance to not only shape the conversation about modern ham radio, but also to show how it serves as a stepping stone and testbed for many young people pursuing STEM education and future high-tech careers. As ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, writes in his March QST editorial, the notions of hams sitting in Grandpa's basement listening to tube radios is quickly dispelled when visitors see a modern transceiver and computer being used to work the world. World Amateur Radio Day, held on April 18th each year, is celebrated worldwide by radio amateurs and their national associations, which are organized as member societies of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU. It was on this day in 1925 that IARU was formed in Paris. American Radio Relay League, ARRL co-founder Hiram Percy Maxim, was its first president. The first ham radio open house event last year was tied to IARU's centennial celebrations. This year's activity is part of ARRL's Year of the Club theme. Look for resources to help organize and promote the event soon, including an interactive ham radio open house locator. All details are at ARRL.org. In a digital world, everything works correctly. But what happens when it doesn't? Tino Milanovic, K8RBQ, a member of the All Things Amateur Radio Association, ATERA, in Lancaster, Ohio, said her club began asking that question a couple of years ago. What happens in a grid-down situation when the internet, tablets and laptops, and GPS are not available? In an emergency, how can first responders quickly navigate and travel to their intended destinations? Milanovic said that after some thought and some discussion, the answer was, well, old school. Use paper maps. So in 2023, members of the ATERA began contacting the county engineering offices of Fairfield and contiguous counties to acquire fold-out paper county maps for their off-grid team members. The off-grid team trains to be able to respond and provide mission-essential emergency communications in a natural or human-made disaster situation in which amateur radio operators are needed to assist first responders or other emergency officials. The intent of having the paper maps was to ensure that team members could travel to an incident scene, even if the power grid or internet were down and there were no GPS coordinates available. The idea blossomed and the acknowledgement fell from all Fairfield County emergency responders that they may also need paper maps when they travel in and out of the county or when providing mutual aid to other departments. So the Map Packs project was created. County engineer offices in the area were contacted and all generously donated a large quantity of paper maps for the Map Packs project. Once all of the maps were acquired, ATERA members assembled the Map Packs. The maps were compiled into sets and placed in a 9.5 by 12.5 inch water-resistant mesh zipper pouch provided for and paid for by donations from the members, said Milanovic. Feedback has been very positive. Fairfield County Sheriff Alex Lapp posted on the department's Facebook page, these map packs contain folded paper maps of Fairfield County and all of the adjacent counties. These maps are very helpful in the event of a modern technology and when it should fail. ATERA provided enough maps for all patrol vehicles and detectives. Milanovic recommended that amateur radio clubs and operators may want to consider replicating this map packs project for their communities. And if your club would like more information regarding the map packs project, email the ATERA Club at president@atera.w8atr.fun. ARRL is saddened to share the news that Sharon Taratula, who served the league with dedication and distinction for 32 years, passed away on February 4, 2026. Sharon joined ARRL on January 31, 1994, as DXCC Awards Technician. She later served as Administrative Assistant in 1996, MVP Administrative Manager 2011, and from 2016 until her passing as awards manager. Over more than three decades, she became a cornerstone of support for some of the most recognized programs in amateur radio. Sharon was monumental in the ARRL Awards and QSL Bureau in managing day-to-day work processes, said Bart Jantke, W9JJ, Radio Sport and Regulatory Information Manager. She was the go-to person for Logbook, DXCC Online, and the legacy DXCC system. She had a graceful demeanor in helping all members and others with their DXCC award needs. Former ARRL Manager of Field Services and Radio Sport Dave Patton, KW9A, recalled that a previous manager affectionately called Sharon Radar after the MASH television show character because she always seemed to know what he needed or what was about to ask her. Patton added, "My most embedded impression of Sharon was of her calm, even demeanor in the face of most anything. She just rolled with whatever dilemma needed her attention and took care of it." He also remembered that Sharon handled urgent and sensitive matter requests, including expediting a DXCC plaque to a terminally ill ARRL member with compassion and care. Throughout her 32 years of service, Sharon supported countless members with grace, patience, and genuine desire to help. She cared deeply about her coworkers and the amateur radio community she served. Her steady presence and kind heart will greatly be missed. An online remembrance is available. Also, more information available at ARRL.org. Amateur radio operators worldwide will have an opportunity to honor the passengers and radio crews of the RMS Titanic that sank in the early morning hours of April 15, 1912. A Spanish special event station, EG1912T, will be on the air from 0000 UTC on April 10th, the date at which the Titanic set sail for Southampton, England, until 2359 on April 15th, the date that which it sank after hitting the iceberg. The call sign is unique for this event. EG identifies Spain, 1912 signifies the year the ship sank, and T stands for Titanic. Radio station managers and telegraph operators Jack Phillips, Harold Bide, and Harold Cottam, who played a leading role in the telegraphic communications during the rescue, will also be honored, said Carlos Redovarria, EA1PJ, president of the Vigo Mau Mimor Amateur Radio Union, which is sponsoring the 2026 special event. All amateur radio operators are invited to participate. Bands used will be HF, VHF, UHF, and SHF. That's the amateur radio satellite band. All modes will be available with special emphasis on telegraphy. All stations that contact EG1912T using CW will receive a special QSL card. All other stations making contact on any frequency or mode can receive a QSL card confirmation via QSO or Logbook of the World. A silent key to report this week, William Reed Whitten, AB4W, passed away on January 22, 2026. He was 85 years old. Whitten served as the ARRL North Carolina section manager from April 1988 through March of 2000. An avid amateur radio operator, he held an amateur extra class license and was active in local radio clubs and an advisor for the Special Olympics Radio Communications in Raleigh. Whitten founded RF Projects and helped install radio towers, including work on the World Trade Center in New York, and supported classical radio station WCPE. He graduated from George Washington University and pursued doctoral studies in chemistry at Georgetown University. And after moving to North Carolina, Whitten taught in the chemistry department at UNC Chapel Hill. He later served as the state of North Carolina at the Department of Administration in Raleigh. There will be a celebration of life later at a later date. Irvine Disaster Emergency Communications, IDEC, in Irvine, California, is offering a technician-level amateur radio licensing course, and more than 100 residents, including many from the Community Emergency Response Team, CERT, registered for the program's introductory session. Over 80 participants attended the initial in-person orientation, and 65 have formally enrolled in the guided online training course as they continue towards earning their FCC technician class license. The 8-week course is designed for individuals with little or no prior technical background. construction covers amateur radio rules and regulations, operating practices, basic electronics, radio theory, and safety. And the program combines structured self-study using hamradioprep.com with weekly instructor-led Zoom review sessions, in-person classroom meetings featuring equipment and demonstrations, and a final in-person examination session. IDEC members serve as instructors and mentors throughout the course, providing guidance, answering questions, and introducing participants to the role that amateur radio plays in local emergency response and public service. Additional information about IDEC and future training opportunities is available at n6ipd.org or by email idec@cityofirvine.org. A little Valentine's Day romance in Arkansas this year. The North Central Arkansas Amateur Radio Service in Romance, Arkansas will operate special event station AB5E on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2026, from 1700 Zulu to 2300 Zulu. Contact frequency there is 14.260 MHz, and a QSL certificate will be available. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. As we noted several weeks ago, FO29 should be approaching full illumination from the sun. The satellite is now almost 30 years old, so the batteries do not hold enough charge to keep it operational while in eclipse. Between now and March 9th, when it comes into full sunlight, you can expect times of periodic eclipses from 20 minutes down to 1 minute. After that, it will be in full sunlight. This means the satellite may come to life unexpectedly and be operational. If you hear it become operational, feel free to use the transponder. You can also go to AMSAT.org website, hover over Satellite Resources, and click on Current Satellite Status. You will see if others have heard the satellite and if it is working. If you would like to give this linear satellite a try, the uplink is 145.900 MHz through 146.00 lower sideband or CW. The downlink is 435.800 MHz through 435.900 USB or CW. If you're interested in listening to the beacon, it is CW on 435.795 MHz. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport, February 13th through the 14th, the YLRL-YLOM contest, CW Phone and Digital. February 14th, the Prodexis 070 Club Valentine Sprint, that's digital. Also February 14th through the 15th, the CQWW RIDI WPX contest, digital. And on February 14th, the Asia Pacific Spring Sprint, that is CW. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, February 13th through the 15th, Orlando Hamcation hosting the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention. That's in Orlando, Florida. February 20th through the 21st, the Greater Houston Hamfest hosting the ARRL Texas State Convention in Rosenberg, Texas. February 27th through the 28th, the ARRL Southwestern Division Convention in Yuma, Arizona. And on February 28th, HamCon, ARRL Vermont State Convention in Colchester, Vermont. And again, remember to search the ARRL HamFest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Knox County Amateur Radio Club in Galva, Illinois, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.